Placing is the matching or mirroring of observable needs or behaviors. Very simple, I'll say it again. Pacing, the art of pacing, is simply the matching or mirroring of observable needs or behaviors. Leading, on the other hand, is the point in which we begin to influence or introduce new information. Leading is the point in which we introduce new information or begin to influence. Okay? And we do a lot of this stuff naturally anyway. But let's cover pacing first. It's observable needs or behaviors. So you tell me, what are some of the things that we can pace?
Body language.
Yeah, physiology. Good. What else?
Tone.
I didn't hear you.
Tone and flow.
Yeah, their tone, tempo. Oh. What else? What? Pace, yeah. Am I fast-paced or slow-paced?
Fast.
If I had started today's workshop talking like this. Yeah, me too. So pace is something else we can pace. What else can we pace? Very good. Who said priorities? Very good. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, everybody has a need in life, and you have to find, you find out what it had before, and everybody has a
priority. There are two bents if you're going to be talking about priorities. One would be relationships, feelings, people-oriented. The other would be task results-oriented. Okay? So you can pace their priority, too. Are they people feelings oriented, relationships oriented, or are they task results headlines oriented? What else can we pace?
Pace their learning style.
Yes, there are dominant communication styles. And very good, and we'll get to that in a second. There are dominant communication styles. There are set patterns. We're creatures of habit, and habitually we represent the universe to ourselves in a usual manner. And we'll get to that in a second. That's NLP. What else do we pace? Oh, body rhythms. Body rhythms. Yeah, tone, tempo. Yeah, body rhythms. Okay, let's do this. We're shallow breathers, and most of us in this room are shallow breathers. If the customer is a deep breather, he breathes slow, we can slow our breathing down to match his. The reason why pacing works is people like people who are like themselves. We feel more comfortable with people who are like us. Birds of a feather, you know that mojo? How about the customer who, have you ever had a customer that does this? Or someone that just taps their finger, taps this? You can pace that. Just take your foot and tap in the same cadence. Or your hand, just the same rhythm.
That gives our thing to get them to stop, too.
If you break it, yeah. Incidentally, pacing is not Simon Says. Okay? If someone's talking like this, real animated, you can't listen like like this. Okay? I mean, it's got to be under the level of consciousness, okay? But it's extremely powerful. And I'll tell you why it's powerful, because you guys are already doing it. We do it naturally. Go back to that last party, that party I asked you to go to. Okay, you see those guys? They're probably still at it in the corner, still arguing. I want you to go to this corner. And there are six or seven people having a nice conversation. They're really in rapport, okay? One person folds his arms after about a minute. What are the rest of them doing? And then one person puts his hands in his pockets after about 30 seconds. What's everyone else doing? See, we do this stuff naturally. All I'm asking you to do is to be cognizant of it and start using it upon demand to help the customer feel comfortable with you. That's what pacing does. And it has to be under their level of consciousness. In other words, if someone folds their arms, you don't want to, you want to start doing that Simon Says thing. You want to wait about 15 to 20 seconds and then change. 15 to 20 seconds. And do you guys know how long 20 seconds is? A long time. Listen, whenever anyone in the room thinks that 20 seconds has gone by, just stop me. 20 seconds, okay? Ready? Go. Are you married? That's six. No, it's a joke. It's a joke. It's a joke. That's 6.5. Let's try it again. 20 seconds, okay? 20 seconds. Ready? Go.
20.
That was much better. 14.9. So 20 seconds is a long time. Okay, that's pacing. Let's go to leading. Leading is the point in which we begin to influence. And it can be conscious or unconscious or verbal and nonverbal too. We lead. Oh, that could be a test for rapport. Remember? Remember what I did with John? He had his hands in his pockets and I don't remember what I did, but I did something. Oh, yes, I do. I folded my arms. That's what I did. Remember, I crossed my arms to see if he'd cross his. If he crossed his, I'm in rapport. I can start to lead. If he didn't, which he didn't, I just go back to pacing. We can also lead by using the customer's name. We can lead by, oh, connecting words. Matter of fact, let's go back to your homework page. Connecting words. I'd like you to replace the word but with the word and or yes and. Replace the word but with the word and or yes and. Then I'd like you to replace the word if with the word when. When for if and for or yes and for but. If with when, but with and or yes and. Okay, here's how it sounds. Tell me now, listen with scientists' ears, and tell me if you can perceive the difference, okay? If you put $2,000 down, your payment's only $300 a month, as opposed to this. When you put $2,000 down, your payment's only $300 a month.
Assuming you're already going to do it. Already going to put the money down. If raises a question like, well, if you think it's a good deal or if you feel like doing this. Or
right.
If,
you know, so. Can you guys hear the difference between if and when? Here's another. I'll do it again, okay? If you get a service contract with your purchase, your payment only goes up $18 a month. As opposed to when you get a service contract with your purchase, your payment only goes up $18 a month.
The standard.
Guys, hear the difference?
Now it's like the standard.
Okay. Let's do the and but thing. How many of you know that the word but automatically erases everything that came before? You never heard that before? Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go home tonight and go up to your wife and go, of course I love you, honey, but you'll be an instant believer, okay? Also, however, although, those are the same things. That's just another way to say but, okay? So let me show you how that sounds. In a dealership, customer says, hey, pal, your car is $500 more than the other one. The typical salesman goes, yeah, but you know, ours has got dual air brakes and anti-lock brakes. You know, didn't you say that was important to you? Contrast that with this. Hey, buddy, man, your car is $500 more than the other one. Uh-huh. And for that $500, we get dual airbags and anti-lock brakes. Stuff that you said was important to us. Can you hear the difference? It's a real subtle difference. But as long as we make a living with our language to influence, why not use the things to our advantage? Let's take it home, okay? Hey, Zach, you did a real good job cleaning up your room. But until you put away your shoes, the job's not done. As opposed to, hey, Zach, you did a real good job cleaning up your room. And when you put away your shoes, the job is done. You guys hear the difference? So will your customer. Another way we can lead customers is, pattern interrupts. That's another way. I shared some with John. You can do it physiologically, you know, with your physiology. You can do it verbally. I already did the physical cues, right? Interrupting this guy's pattern, particularly if he's in a Rambo mode, he's in his defensive mode. We got to get him feeling comfortable. One of the ways is to do that, or look out, you know, or change your physiology. Have you ever had a customer who won't shake your hand? Another thing you can do with a customer who won't shake your hand is just this. Don't shake my hand, okay? And this is the 55. Next time a customer won't shake your hand, just do this. Hi, welcome to ABC Motors. My name is... Oh, sorry. But you got to be a doofus when you do this. I mean, I go, ugh. Sorry. Again, the vast majority will just crack up and do that. That's a pattern interrupt. Let me see if I can give you others. Oh, okay. Again, he's being kind of defensive. You can do something like, I really want you to be a scientist here. Really dissect everything I'm doing here, okay? John is taking more aggressive posture. John is being aggressive, okay? Oh, Confucius once said, a dog is just a dog until he faces you. Then he's Mr. Dog. And we have to be Mr. Dog. Or we're going to be relegated to that poor guy who's, you know, following the customer around because he doesn't have any other tools. So here's just something else you can do. You can do some of the other physical cues. You can try this. Excuse me, did I do something to offend you? Or am I just catching you on a bad day? Offend you or bad day?
It's just a bad day.
When he says bad day, what did he tell me?
Not you.
What did he do?
He told himself that you're okay.
He just acquiesced. He just gave me control. Here's how it works. It doesn't work all the time. Nothing does. But here's how it works. What did I do?
You leaned into
his. I got into his 18 inches, stopped smiling, leaned forward, showed him the back of my hands, which is an aggressive move. How does this feel?
You're in my face.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good, huh? Parents, mental note. What we're trying to do is teach our kids to be happy and well-adjusted and teach them right from wrong. When we do this, they're not thinking, oh man, I really screwed up. They're thinking, gee, what a weenie dad is.
He's writing that down. He's just trying to get
it from when we get down to his level or her level, and we don't necessarily invade their space, and we give them ability to save face, now they're thinking about their behavior rather than how mean we are. Okay, that's for a different program, but anyway, here you go. Extra added stuff. Then what did I do?
Back off.
Before I did that, I said, excuse me, did I do something to offend you? Very aggressive. That doesn't feel good. I don't want him to say, yeah, you did something to offend me. I don't want him to say that. I want him to say, well, just a bad day. So I do this. Or am I just catching you on a bad day? I get out of his space. I show my palms, which, by the way, is a primate way of showing non-aggression. Smile, head nod like this. Or am I just catching you on a bad day? I want him to say bad day so that I want that to feel better. That's another way to interrupt someone's pattern. Another way to do it is say, you know what? It's obvious to me you've had a bad experience somewhere else. Is that right?
Yeah.
What happened? Use active listening because the guy's going to dump. He's going to go, and you're just going, whoa, and just listen to him. Listen to him. And when he's done, you go, man, I hate, you know what else I hate about salespeople? And then just pick something he didn't say. You guys hang out with salespeople. You got to have some ammunition. So you go, you know, I hate the salesperson. It's always now, today, now, now, now. I mean, like, they're not even listening to me. They're just trying to get in my pockets. Don't you hate that? Oh. Yeah, me too. Hey, good news, John. Not all car salespeople are the same. Will you give me the chance to prove that to you? Yeah. What is he going to say? No. And when he says yeah, he acquiesces. Those are all pattern interrupts. All of them are pattern interrupts. Have you ever had customers that go this? No, no.
Yeah.
And they give you this thing? Don't need a salesman.
I told them I'm not a salesman. They say, well, I don't want a car salesman.
Don't want a car salesman.
I said, I'm not a car salesman. Just sell cars.
Oh, that's good. Did you hear that? I'm not a car salesman. I just happen to sell cars. That's pretty good. I like that, as a matter of fact. What else do you guys do when they go, oh, don't need a salesman? Oh, come on, what, you've never heard it before? What do you guys do?
Podcast. You can help yourself.
Well, okay, confrontation, that's one strategy. That's one. What else?
Well, what I have said, I've tried it a couple times. I say, well, you know, I'm not a salesperson. At least that's what my boss says.
Yeah.
There's six other hungry salespeople, I'll be happy to get you one.
Yeah. You guys ever heard that one before? Whoa, sir, relax. I am no salesman. My sales manager tells me that just about every other day. And they'll laugh, okay? That's a pattern interrupt. All of these are pattern interrupts. But I'm here to tell you that if you don't practice it, you're never going to use it with a customer, ever. And nothing's going to change. I had a couple, two ladies. And this is in Southern California. It was a hot day, but I still had my coat on. And they gave me this little thing. Oh, that's okay, you know. No, no, we're just, well, you're looking for new or used. I just want to look. I just want to, like, fine. You can just look. We have a huge lot. Let me just point you in the right direction. That's all, and then we'll leave you alone. New or used? New. Fine. Did you know if you wanted a five-speed or, hey, I told you I just want to look. You're right. I'll tell you what, all the new cars are right over there, basically over there. And what I'll do is I'll get you a brochure. Let me get you a brochure, and that'll answer a full-line brochure. That'll answer most of your questions, give you most of the information you need, and you won't have a salesman hanging all over you. Okay? Okay. I turn to go, which is the Columbo, by the way. When you turn away and go, a lot of them would just go, huh, and relax, which is what they did. And I turned back and I said, you know what? As long as I'm going in there, let me get you a soda. Would you guys like a soda or something? One agreed and one declined. I said, fine. So I went in, got the brochure, got the soda that she requested, walked back out there, and I'm bringing this stuff out to them. And they give me this again. Well, what am I going to do? Turn? I could, but I decided to do something else. I said, did she went like this? And so I just stopped.
I placed the soda and the brochure on the ground, and then I cautiously backed away.
I went. That. And they're looking at me like in total disbelief. I pull my coat up over my head. This is several years ago. And so only one eye was showing. I went, I am not an animal! And that's exactly what they did. They both started cracking up. But I tell you what, I'll tell you why I was able to do that. I'll tell you why. The reason I was able to do that is because at that point, I had a pretty full toolbox. I had 7, 8, 9, 10 different ways of I'm just looking. And none of them were working. None of them were working. And the nice thing about having a full toolbox, you have confidence. And when you couple that confidence with a sincere desire to help your customer, you can have fun with them and not offend them. Because people can sense these things, just like you can. Now, I don't recall whether or not I actually sold that car, but who cares? Because all I was trying to do was get to first base, to get their name. And that's what it did. When we do this, and do that, only twice did someone not shake my hand. Both of them were men. So what do you do? I said, well, how come you won't shake my hand? And both of them told me about the same thing. One said, I don't shake hands, and the other one said, I'm not going to shake your hand. Which is pretty much the same thing, okay? Again, when you have confidence and you couple that with a sincere desire to help your customer, you can have fun with them. Why won't you shake my hand? Well, because I don't shake hands. So then I guess a hug is completely out of the question? What is the absolute worst that this guy can do? The absolute worst? Hug, what? Hug me? Oh, deck me. The worst he could do is actually what? Not hug me. Is leave. Okay, so you say it outside of arm distance so he doesn't deck you. But the worst that's going to happen is he's going to leave, right? 8 out of 10 are already leaving. Hello? So what? If he leaves, you just hope the desk didn't see you take the up. That's all. No, joking. Manager's joking. Okay, connecting words, pattern interrupts. Oh, embedded commands. Embedded commands is another way that we can lead the customer. And I've kind of been doing a little bit of this with you today. Embedded commands. Okay, the trademark Coca-Cola, the actual trademark itself, that round circle, what does it say?
Coke.
It used to say.
Enjoy.
It used to say that too. Now it says always Coca-Cola. You'll never see the trademark Coca-Cola without the word always. Diet Coke is enjoy. Drink was our parents' strategy. Coca-Cola has kept with the same strategy for decades. For decades. Always Coca-Cola. At the end of Walmart's commercials, what do they say? Walmart. That's why it works. Always. Next time you catch a Walmart commercial, see what it says. Walmart, always. Call now. Don't delay. Act today. Order now. Just do it. These are all embedded commands. So how can we use that? How can we use embedded commands for us? How can we use them? Take your time.
Always
Honda. No, not. Hey, you know what? Do me a favor. Open up the trunk. Look at this. Touch that. Smell this. Sign here. No, not just kidding. Get in the habit of telling the customer to do something.
Follow me.
Okay? These are embedded commands. Now, you can't use embedded commands until you've built rapport. All right, pacing and leading. How many of you feel comfortable? Now, do you understand how this works? Okay. Pacing and leading is just another way to help build rapport, help the customer feel comfortable with us. How many of you are already selling to temperaments? Let me see your hands. Already selling to temperaments. Personality types. I hate that term, by the way. Okay, let's go ahead and go there then real quick. Four customer temperaments.